Welcome to the Pleasant Hill Christian School Christmas program. On behalf of the school, we want to thank you for coming and being a part of this evening. School students have numerous songs to share with you this evening. They will be led by Sister Barb Schilt, and we certainly thank her for investing in our students, and she does such a fine job with them. This time, let's bow our head, please bow your head for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this day that you've given us life. You blessed us abundantly. You've provided an incredible and amazing Savior through the birth of your Son, and as he has come and lived and died and then was resurrected from the grave, all on behalf of our sins and to pay a price for them. We thank you for that this evening. We realize that this time of year, really every day of the year, is about what you've done for us, and we thank you for that. So this evening, we want to honor you. We want to lift up the name of Jesus as the purpose of this program. We pray that you would especially bless each person for being here, that you would speak to hearts, that you would encourage, and your spirit would move amongst us. We pray your special blessing on the students. Sister Barb, as she leads them, give them, the students, a calmness, and bless them with strong voices and most of all hearts that want to praise you. And we'll give you the praise, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:5-6 say this: For we preach not ourselves, or we proclaim not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Tonight is about Jesus being born. Yes, that's true. But more importantly, it's about Jesus as being Lord of our lives. God, who spoke light into existence, sent a spiritual light into the world by the way of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came with the specific purpose to die for the sins of all mankind. And that, as you have probably heard, but we need to remind ourselves, that is the message of Christmas. Jesus came as a light in the darkness of the world. He brought salvation and hope. And today, Jesus is still light, the light in the dark world in which we live, because his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection bring forgiveness of sins and hope to all who accept his marvelous gift through faith and turning from sin and allowing him to be Lord of one's life. Jesus is the one and only one who can make all the difference in our lives. So tonight is about Jesus Christ as Lord. Let us, through songs, proclaim him as the Lord and as the light.
Come, Jesus. tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? A song, a song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea." Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? Do you know what I know? In your palace, your mighty king. Do you know what I know? Do you know what I know? A child, a child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold." Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I said. Listen to what I said. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I said. Listen to what I said. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light." many years ago. God the Father gave His Son, gave His only beloved one, to this wicked sinful world, to bring mankind in the new birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was turning your lips today, as He did so long ago.
The star of the beauty.
Christmas Day. Praise his name, a king is born.
All right, now we're going to have some congregational singing, especially the visitors. If they have any requests, we'd take them now. And they should be on the back of your little papers, the Christmas songs or any other song you want to sing, I guess. Do we have any selections? In the green. I will meet you in the morning by the bright red thank you.
On the brow of
first and last. Let's have everybody stand.
Thank you.
3. Page 3.
Number 3. A beautiful star above the years, shining in the heart of your shadow and sin. Give me the light for the sin long and forever, and guide me the wise men on their way, and to the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of
Beyond the azure blue, on the cloud. I was certainly blessed to be here this evening. I'm sure you have been too. I want to thank each one of you for coming, but also want to thank the children for singing and sharing their heart. You know, as we thought about some of these songs we sang, it talks about the Lamb of Christmas. And then the first song that really stuck out to me was, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" And that was the gospel message to each one of us as we think about what Christmas was actually all about. And then one of the other songs just says, "I'll make him a home in my heart," making him a personal savior. And that's what it was all about. Him coming as a babe, not only to be a babe, but to die on a cross, to save each one of us, to come into our hearts, live inside of our lives, each one of us. And as it goes on down through the song, I just liked how the songs just flowed together. My personal desire is, and I don't want to take anything for granted, I want each one of us to experience Christ in a whole new way. As we come through this Christmas spirit, whether there might have been some tough times, maybe it was a loss of family or something, but I want you to experience Christ as your personal Savior. And if you do not, I want you to reach out to someone, reach out to myself or someone else here this evening, and to have him as a more personal relationship with him in your life. That would be my desire, and I think it would be all of our desires to have each one of you know Christ personally and have a Christmas experience like no other. Have him your personal Savior. So that would be my desire, and I'm sure it's the children's desire too, as they sang about Christ. And isn't it a blessing to have something to sing about and something joyful and the peace that Christ has given each one of us? So again, let's rise together. We'll have a word of prayer, and then you'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for the many blessings you have given to us. We are a grateful people, we are a thankful people, and we are a blessed people. Thank you for sending your Son, your one and only Son, to die on the cross, to be born into this world, a sinful world, what all he gave up. It's hard for us to fathom, but God, we lift your name on high because you have loved us so much. You have gave everything. As this one song said, you have gave it all. You gave it all to each one of us, and we just thank you for that, and we are so blessed. Thank you also for many, many people in parts of the world that don't have the blessings that we have as far as the physical blessings. God, we live in a great part of the world that gives us many blessings. Just help us to be thankful and help us to share what we have with others that are less fortunate around us. And just thank you also for this opportunity this evening. Just bless each person that's been here and came out to listen. Bless the children. Bless all the staff at school. And just, God, we just thank you for the blessing we have for children and those that come on behind. Just thank you also for the blessing of singing and the opportunity to sing and have something to sing about. And we just thank you and honor and glorify you and everything we do and say as we go from here and each and every day as we interact with the others around us. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to be a testimony, a living testimony for what you have done in each one of our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.